Hi everyone, Sanemian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the one, the only Miss Fat Cat, and here's what she's got to say. Hello, Sanemian. I don't mind the poking and how you probe me. At some point I might stop blushing or giggling like a 5-year-old girl. Anger is not the only thing that helps me through the day, however. I cycle through different coping styles. I remember turning 16 and being able to buy my own alcohol. I bought a bottle and I drank it. For the life of me, I couldn't understand why people like getting drunk, and don't for that matter. The most relevant data says that alcohol amplifies my mood. Since I'm mostly suppressing my anger, that puts me and others in danger. Alcohol does have its uses if you know how to use it. If you think that I deal with my problems with drinking, then you are way off base. There are other complex, more dangerous things that I do besides drinking. When I was younger, that included skipping school in Amsterdam and taking a train ride to Paris without a word to anyone. Self-harm that was more in line with what a man would do, as well as jumping from 4th-floor balconies. I was 18 then. If I did drink, then I would have some excuse for doing some of those things. In a way, I'm not sure why I don't drink or have mindless sex the way people with trauma have, especially since I had head trauma. As for what I would like to ask, I'm going to think about the best way to go about asking it. For now, thank you for teaching me that loss does not need to be tangible for it to cause grief. Learning that grief has different stages has been helpful as well, and I'm making progress. Like I said in the past, I got what I came for before I made the donations. I don't give a damn if I'm your intended audience or not. Useful is useful. Sincerely, Fat Cat. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. There was way more to your topic, but that's all I could salvage or make out from the massive word salad that you sent me. Your last video request, I put word vomit and verbal diarrhea in the title. Turd Flinging Monkey says that I use PC language, and people pointed out that the title was an awful attack on female nature. It was also monetized, and a couple of weeks later, YouTube demonetized it, I guess because of the title. The worst requests are when people send me topics where it takes me longer to rewrite their comments so that they're actually coherent than if I just wrote something out myself. I found that part about you talking about me poking and probing you hilarious. Is that a Freudian slip? Or did you actually want me to do that? I guess we are both angry drunks. I get angry at myself, however, for putting myself through the pain of having a hangover. Luckily, I'm not like you, getting drunk and wanting to hit others. My subconscious is just pissed off at my conscious mind for getting drunk in the first place, and it's furious. You, on the other hand, sound like a maniac, taking out your anger on others. Not good. You're like those soccer hooligans in England. My experience with most women getting drunk is that they get horny when in that state, and meanwhile you, Miss Fat Cat, become like Fred Flintstone after Dino stole his dinner. You need to check your anger, or the stress will end up killing you. That's regardless of if you drink or not. Over the years I've learned that I don't need to get angry at people that have done me wrong. I just sit back and watch the bad mistakes they've made, and eat my popcorn in silence in the dark corners of the room, as their lives completely fall apart. Why trip up your enemies when they're making a mistake themselves? I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Women Can't Hold Their Liquor Clown World Show. Fat Cat, you mentioned that there are good uses for alcohol. And now let me share one of them with everyone that I know. What you do is take Rakia plum brandy that's 80 or 90 proof, and soak a towel in it and then wrap it around your neck when you're sick, before you go to bed with a dry towel on the outside so you don't soak your bed sheets in it to boot. And in the morning, your sore throat will be gone. I'm assuming that a person's skin absorbs the highly potent alcohol and kills the bacteria or virus or whatever. I'm not sure how it works, but that's one use. Most women I've known when they get drunk profess their emotions to me and tell me how turned on they are by me. It releases their inhibitions. Either that or they start making out with other girls. Oftentimes guys complain about buying women drinks and not getting anything in return. But many guys buy women drinks because they're hoping that they get tipsy and want to ride on their tips. So you have to understand women's point of view. They exploit men's thirst for women to satisfy their own thirst for alcohol. I've always felt uncomfortable around drunken women when they profess their fake love to me. Women and men, for that matter, are scientifically proven to be more extroverted when intoxicated, as well as to some extent less neurotic. Researchers in a Missouri study also found that people's openness and agreeableness didn't change when boozing it up. What alcohol does is disinhibit women to say and do the things that they would normally keep under wraps. So if you get a woman drunk but don't take advantage of her and she tells you how attractive you are, which is something she wouldn't do when she wasn't drinking, then you have a good idea that she actually is attracted to you, especially if she's already your girlfriend. That's what you want. It's truth serum for your relationship. So why wouldn't she normally tell you how hot you are when she's sober? The answer to that is that she probably doesn't want you to know how much you push her buns, because then you'll have leverage to misbehave when she sobers up, because she's basically sharing her deepest, darkest secrets, including that she really, really likes you. Most women that like you don't actually want you to know that, because that opens them up to you abusing them and them not fighting back. Fat Cat asked for your rebelling and skipping school to go out on a 3-hour train ride to Paris. There's nothing wrong with doing that as a teenager. I used to just jump on my bike and head to wild trails in the woods without telling anyone, and would come home covered in mud. In my late teens, I would head with friends downtown after school. It was quite common to be a free-range kid 30 or 40 years ago. 8 or 9-year-olds would oftentimes take the bus alone in New York City back in the 60s. It's just parents today that are way too protective. I would also take history class, and we had field trips down to the Royal Ontario Museum. And we did that so we wouldn't have to go to the last class of our day, and instead spent our day in the museum. Whenever there were classes with field trips, I would take them. I took law class because we got to go downtown to the courtrooms and watch criminals get put on trial. You should have just taken history class. That would have allowed you to travel to Paris with your classmates on an official outing. That way your mother wouldn't have to fear for your personal safety. Another interesting thing you mentioned was jumping off 4th-floor balconies, possibly down to your death. It's usually women that fear for their safety more than men, unless they're drunk or possibly have some sort of brain damage. You don't drink, but you definitely had that brain damage while riding a bike as a child. Correct me if I'm wrong, but some car hit you while you were on that bike. So that could explain your risk-taking behavior of jumping from 4-story buildings. That seems pretty obvious. I also have to tell everyone that I asked you to write out this topic twice, and next time you request a topic, I'd suggest you call on Skype and tell me exactly what you mean, so I don't have to keep guessing about what you want. That or leave me a message on there so I can figure out what you want me to talk about. Because this way there's just way too much guessing. But then again, if you did that, then your ability to use me as an emotional tampon to dump your word vomit all over me wouldn't happen. As for women getting drunk, in all honesty, you want to stay away from them, especially if they're trying to get you into the bedroom. You know there's a good chance they'll throw a false allegation your way because they'll want to save face with their friends in the morning and not appear to be a slut. A lot of the time, guys don't realize that the real reason women give them bedroom fun while drunk but regret it in the morning has nothing to do with the guy. The alcohol released their inhibitions and they fell for the guy that they were attracted to. It's actually the lost social capital they regret with everyone seeing them in the morning as a slut. So being as most women are allergic to accountability, they just pass the buck off to the guy that was in their puss. It's nothing personal. She just wants to keep your social credit score as high as possible. People say they were heading for a world where social credit scores or social capital will be just as important or greater than real capital. I can see the government at least attempting that if women eventually make up the majority of political leaders. You will see women step over party lines to vote in all of that. I'm now going to make a bold prediction, and then I see a situation in the future where eventually, when say women make up 60 or 70% of the politicians in most countries, they'll stop being members of individual political parties and just form the Women's Party. And since they make up the majority at that point, we'll try to bring all kinds of crazy laws to control men, and we won't have any choice but to obey them. Our only hope at that point is to leave our countries and go to other ones where the women's haven't done that yet, and wait until our own country self-destruct as women destroy the currency by printing money to buy themselves more purses. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you don't even have to get Fat Cat drunk to watch her do somersaults off a 4-floor balcony. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Meek.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the drunken women that suck on your schwing-schwang willingly, only to say they did it unwillingly, and that you forced them in the morning away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.